In the middle of the hurly and burly of Mother's Day, with meat cooking and vegetables stewing and family life twirling all around me, I've dropped out. I've abandoned everything to come into my quiet little cubbyhole, to sit quietly for a few minutes and just be. I didn't get to do it this morning. Can't actually even remember why now. But this is good. This is the experience of interrupting a moving train, a moving excitement, and stopping still in the middle, finding a quiet space, giving up, abandoning all responsibilities. If the oven blows up, I won't move. If the kitchen ceiling crashes to the floor, I'll just stay here. I'm having time out for me to be. Now. And I can hear the stuff in the background. I can even hear in my office the computer booting, rebooting. You know, there's sounds around. There are images around. I see a butterfly looking at me in the face, drawn by my daughter. I smell food coming under the door. This is life. This is an oasis. This is quiet, still, attentive time. Time for the attention muscles to be exercised. I've read a bit from the book, The Mindful Way Through Depression. I read a bit until I felt the suggestion that I'd read enough. And then I stopped in the middle of a chapter. The bookmark will look after the page. It's glorious to drop out of society, to leave everything. All you have to do is turn off the heat under the gravy and it won't cook anymore. I'm glad I didn't have a conventional start to the day. It's good to practice the habit of mindfulness or being mindful anytime. I could even drop out to go to the toilet and be mindful.